Well, it's quite the revolutionary move, isn't it? The CBSE, that stalwart institution of academic rigor, is flirting with the idea of open book tests for the bright young minds in classes 9 to 12. For those of you who might not be in the loop, the CBSE, or the Central Board of Secondary Education, is essentially the big boss of school education in India. In the context of our chat today, they're considering shaking things up by introducing open book tests for students in classes 9 to 12. It's a bold move aiming to shift the focus from rote learning to real critical thinking. Imagine that a world where students use their textbooks during exams not as crutches, but as tools to dive deeper into solving problems. Quite the game changer, isn't it? Now, for those of you who might be scratching your heads, wondering what on earth an open book test involves, it's pretty straightforward. Students can actually keep their books open during exams. Yes, you heard that right. It's a concept that's as intriguing as it is bold, and it's sparked a fair bit of debate among the CBSE's governing body. Let's be clear, the CBSE isn't just winging it with this whole open book test idea. They've got a plan, a pilot phase in schools, to be precise. They're going to dissect this from all angles, how long it takes, if it fits the bill for both types of assessments, and what everyone really thinks about it. They're eyeing June 2024 to start designing and developing these tests. Then, come November and December, they'll roll them out in schools to see how they fly. And what's the big goal? To push students beyond just memorizing stuff. We're talking higher order thinking, diving into the nitty-gritty of application analysis and creative problem solving. It's ambitious, sure, but if anyone can do it, it's the CBSE. But as you can imagine, this isn't a walk in the park. There are questions aplenty. How do we prep our teachers for this new frontier? How do we ensure the content developed for these tests really stretches the students' minds beyond the usual curriculum? And crucially, how do we do all this without turning our schools into pressure cookers of stress? Some members of the governing body have thrown in their two cents, suggesting that perhaps the teachers should have a go at these open book tests first, get a real feel for the potential Pandora's box of answers that could emerge from such a format. There's also talk of looking towards the U.S. advanced placement exams for inspiration, aiming for that level of question clarity and quality. And it doesn't stop there. The CBSE is looking to buddy up with Delhi University to pick their brains on the nuts and bolts of implementing open book exams. It's a fascinating time for the CBSE academic landscape, folks. Open book tests could very well be the next big leap in fostering a generation of thinkers, not just memorizers, but as with any bold move, there are hurdles to clear and questions that need answers. Let's watch this space.